Blackstone Audio presents Quilla Bamboo. By Adam Hall. Chapter 1. Hyde. It was 1:59 a.m. when the telephone woke me, and I rolled over and answered it. And Tilson said they wanted me there right away, and I told him no, it was too soon. The line went silent, and then Tilson came back on again. I suppose he turned away to talk to someone. "Fully urgent," he said. The raw chill of a November fog came drifting through the open window, and I could hear a taxi throttling up along Knightsbridge in the distance. "I've only been back 10 days," I said. Tilson's not often starchy, but he said, "I think you know what fully urgent means," and rang off. So I got up and spent 5 minutes in the bathroom and went down to the car with my teeth clean, but the stubble still there, and brought the Aston up to a steady 50 along Piccadilly and went through the red when there was nothing coming and picked up a Panda near the Ritz. He closed in and got his lights flashing, but I didn't take any notice, and he dropped back as he got the call from the dispatcher. Tilson had covered me, as I knew he would, because fully urgent means that everyone's got to move. The Panda took up escort station behind me as far as Whitehall, and then peeled off when I got to the building and saw Holmes manning the door. "Mr. Hyde's office," he said, and got me into